Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, formerly of the U.S. Congress, now of a vineyard in California, and the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment. We mentioned to begin with that the First Amendment is under some offensive these days on college campuses across America, and has been for some time until the people who have been unhappy with dissent are now presenting that those protesting the ability of Israel to defend itself from an attack, those people are allowed to express their opinions on college campuses, even though their opinions are coded language for hate. Very odd business, but we're not going to settle it here. We're going to go to the U.S. Congress, which is far more engaged in the two wars than the college campuses are. Devin, you're out of Congress now, so you're free of the constraints of talking about the conference, but it seems unusually roiled by changes over these last weeks. Kevin McCarthy, a very good friend of yours and a good friend of everyone, a man who is most experienced, was turned out of his speakership. And I can't say why, Devin. I don't know why. No, they never provided a reason. There was a tactic. There was a vote. The Democrats came in and voted with eight Republicans, all of whom were unknown to me, odd people when I read about their profiles afterwards. And then there was a series of votes in which they kept rejecting, along with a 200 Democrats or whatever were voting, anybody who came up, until finally they settled on Mike Johnson of Louisiana. How would you describe, watching this from the outside, how would you describe what's happening to the Republicans? Is this normal behavior?
No, there's a reason why the Republican Party has never done this before. You never remove a speaker in the middle of a term. It's you know, really bad for business, as they say, and it's really bad politics. John, I think this has been building for a while. There's such a small majority. You know, they only have a 5-seat majority, the Republicans in Congress. And, things just spiraled. They started out of the gate. A few people did not want Kevin McCarthy. They lost a couple months there. And now they really lost a couple more months. And, John, as you know, there's kind of been this kind of promises that keep getting made by conservative Republicans that, oh, we control the purse strings and we can do whatever we want if we would just fight. Well, it doesn't work that way as much as you'd like for it to, because you do have to have the United States Senate, which is controlled by Chuck Schumer. You have to have 60 votes to get something passed, to get an appropriations bill passed. You also have to have a signature by a guy named Joe Biden, who happens to be the president of the United States right now. And so there's been a little bit of, I think, people being over-promising on what they can do. And what they really should be focused on, and this is what I've said from the very beginning, what they can do is they can use the subpoena power, they can investigate, they can show the fraud, they can show the criminality. And when you have a situation where you've got a wide open border, where we're basically under attack, and at the same time, instead of having the Department of Justice and the FBI actually trying to track down the terrorists that are likely coming across the border and shutting down the border and figuring out why the border is wide open, you know, the Department of Justice, totally corrupt, building on the Russia hoax and the Ukraine impeachment hoax, they seem to spend all their time chasing Donald Trump around the country with, you know, four separate indictments and, you know, 90 some odd different crimes, supposedly. It's absolute madness. I mean, the country's just being ripped apart. And I think that's people are frustrated. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy was just a scapegoat, I think, for some people. And, you know, now they're they're left with a relatively new member of Congress. He's a friend of mine, Mike Johnson. But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, this politics is a very difficult business. And I don't say that lightly, but, you know, it takes a whole team. And, it's not one person. You've got to have, really good staff people and lawyers and everything else that you build up over time and you cultivate these people. And I think that's one of the problems that, they're going to find out is that Mike Johnson, has a real steep hill to climb in terms of just finding all the right people that he's got to get into place. And, as John, I mean, everybody, you covered the Russia hoax better than anybody. But I had, one of the reasons we were able to unravel the Russia hoax was because I had a team of warriors who had been with me. They had, worked in my office, had been worked on legislation. They knew how to run investigations. These were very skilled people, and it took a lot of time for me to build and create that team. And I think that's going to be the big challenge for them moving forward is there's just going to be a real brain drain in terms of ability to, to conduct these investigations and get things done. And I think at the end of the day, what it was that Mike Johnson's a very nice man. I think he just doesn't have any enemies. And I think that's why the Republicans basically, they had to go with somebody because they were going on, for a month not getting something done. But, here comes the rift, though. Like, there's only a few weeks. And once again, the government's going to run out of money. And I think that there's this misunderstanding out there that now a new speaker, Mike Johnson, is going to be able to wave a magic wand and cut all the spending out and get rid of all the corruption and solve all the problems. And it just is, it's a legislative body and they only have a 5-seat in the majority. It's going to be tough to do. One little factoid, John, that you may not know that I haven't, that I think is very interesting. I congratulate my good friends from Louisiana, which I have a lot of friends from Louisiana who I served with in Congress, but I think it's the only time in modern history, at least, where you have the speaker and the majority leader from the same state, and a small state at that. It's really amazing. So the speaker, Mike Johnson, Louisiana, I think he's from Baton Rouge area, and then you have the majority leader, Steve Scalise, who's also from Louisiana. So interesting little factoid.
Devin Nunes, Devin Nunes Wines, devinnuneswines.com is all one. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.